U.S. halts some weapons shipments to Ukraine, White House says, date modified colon 2025-07-02T01:45:15.969Z, description colon U.S. is concerned about low stockpiles for its own needs, while Russia intensifies the war in Ukraine, comma dot. U.S. halts some weapons shipments to Ukraine, White House says, 53 minutes ago, save, James Chitair, BBC News, save, Reuters, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky met U.S. President Donald Trump at last month's NATO summit, the U.S. has halted some weapons shipments to Kyiv, the White House has said, as Russia's war against Ukraine has intensified. The decision was taken to put America's interests first and followed a Department of Defense review of U.S. military support and assistance to other countries, White House spokesperson Anna Kelly said on Tuesday. The U.S. has sent tens of billions of dollars in military aid to Ukraine since Russia launched its full-scale invasion in February 2022, leading some in the Trump administration to voice concerns that U.S. stockpiles are too low. The Ukrainian government has not commented on the announcement. U.S. officials did not immediately say which shipments were being halted. Air defense missiles and precision munitions are understood to be among the weapons affected, according to the Reuters news agency. The Department of Defense continues to provide the president with robust options to continue military aid to Ukraine, said Elbridge Colby, the U.S. Undersecretary of Defense for Policy. At the same time, Colby added, the department is rigorously examining and adapting its approach to achieving this objective while also preserving U.S. forces' readiness for administration defense priorities. A U.S. official said the move was based on concerns about U.S. military stockpiles falling too low, the BBC's U.S. media partner CBS News has reported. EPA, the strength of the United States Armed Forces remains unquestioned, just ask Iran, Kelly added, referring to U.S. strikes at three Iranian nuclear sites last month. The decision comes shortly after U.S. President Donald Trump met with his Ukrainian counterpart Volodymyr Zelensky at the NATO summit in the Netherlands last week. On that occasion, Trump said U.S. officials are going to see if we can make some of them available when asked by the BBC about providing extra Patriot anti-missile systems to Ukraine. Referring to his conversation with Zelensky, Trump said, "We had a little rough sometimes, but he couldn't have been nicer." The two had a heated confrontation in the Oval Office in March this year. Afterwards, Trump said he was pausing military aid to Ukraine that had been earmarked by the previous Biden administration. Intelligence sharing with Ukraine was also suspended. But both pauses were subsequently lifted. In late April, the U.S. and Ukraine signed a deal that would give the U.S. access to Ukraine's mineral reserves in exchange for military assistance. The U.S. military aid suspension comes as Russia stepped up its war against Ukraine. Over the weekend, Russia launched one of its largest aerial attacks on Ukraine since the start of the war, using more than 500 different types of weapons, including drones, ballistic and cruise missiles. On Tuesday, three people were killed in a Ukrainian attack on a Russian factory in Izhevsk, more than 1,000 kilometers, 620 miles, from the border with Ukraine. Moscow currently controls about 20% of Ukrainian territory, including the Crimea Peninsula annexed in 2014. They took shrapnel from my heart, the magnets saving lives in Ukraine. Mariupol is diseased, residents deny Russian claims occupied city returning to normal. War in Ukraine, United States, Ukraine.